And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is staying ahead of the pack. Each of my guests is helping us find ways to stay ahead of the pack at work, in arguments, and in traveling. My first guest is a former business reporter and editor. We discussed why certain visionary business leaders stay 10 steps ahead of the rest of us. My second guest loves stories. We talked about her latest book, Bible Babble. My next guest started his career as a friendly competition between friends to see who could rack up the most air miles. He kicked butt and turned his hobby into a career of travel writing and adventure. We'll discuss how to make the most of travel from a man who was once afraid of flying. If you are interested and you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Johnny Jett, a.k.a. John DiScalia, travels around 150,000 miles a year and visits 20 different countries each and every year. He and his website, johnnyjett.com, have been featured in USA Today, Time Magazine, Fortune, and the New York Times. He's appeared on all the major networks, ABC, CBS, CNBC, CNN. The list goes on and on and on. JohnnyJett.com, the website, was named one of the best top money-saving websites for travel by Budget Travel Magazine, while the LA Times calls it one of the top 10 essential travel resources on the internet. Outside Magazine wrote that Johnny Jett is one of the world's best, has one of the best world's dream jobs. Johnny hosts the Travel Website of the Week segment for several radio stations around the country. He writes weekly for Fromers.com and USA Today, and he'll be speaking at the Los Angeles Times at Travel and Adventure Show this weekend. Welcome to the show, Johnny. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure, and thank you for being our guest today. Travel is just something that is a passion of mine, but before we dive into that, have to ask you about your persona, Johnny Jett. How did you get it? Tell us the story behind that.
It's a long story, but quickly, I used to be afraid to fly. I grew up in Connecticut. At one point, I became afraid to leave the house because I had too much asthma medication. I got weaned off of my medication, came out to California to school, fell in love with California, basically dated a girl who was like a princess. She only flew business class. I never knew what that was like, and her parents lived all around the world. So I ended up traveling with her one time, going to Hong Kong, and just got addicted to my miles and just falling in love with travel.
Well, it is addictive. There's no question about it. And who doesn't love to travel business class or first class? So you definitely got involved in it at the right level, that's for sure. Now, you write a very popular travel newsletter. What I really find interesting is that you've mastered social media to help promote that newsletter. And one of your trademarks is not to reveal where you're going next in the newsletter, but you leave clues on Twitter and on Facebook. So at a higher level, how's the internet impacted travel writing, both for you and industry-wide?
Oh, I mean, big time for me. I mean, if it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't have a job. So, and this whole thing with Twitter and Facebook has just brought it up another level. You can really interact, you can have a conversation, and you can find out what your readers or audience, you know, wants. And a lot of them like to guess where I'm going. I used to tell them exactly where I was going, but it was no fun, and then I just started leaving little clues.
And that's what the people like. I mean, it's intriguing. It's sort of like, where's Waldo on a world scale? It's where's Johnny Jett going to be next? So I won't ask you where you're going next, but if people want to get on your Twitter feed, how would they do that? What's your Twitter handle?
Just Johnny Jett, J-O-H-N-N-Y-J-E-T.
All right, Johnny Jett. Now, interestingly enough, the internet has really impacted travel deals. It's practically put travel agents out of work overall. So talk to us a little bit about not only how the internet has impacted travel deals, but where you can find some of the best deals on travel on the internet.
Well, yeah, when the internet first came out, it did really impact the travel agents big time. I mean, the bad ones folded quickly. Today, there's a lot of good ones out there, and they're starting to make a comeback, actually. Because a lot of people are finding, you know, when there's these big storms or catastrophes around the world and you can't get through to the airline, it's so much easier just to call a travel agent. So I'm a fan of travel agents, though I rarely use them except for international travel. So right now, you know, when you're booking online, there's so many different deals. I mean, so many people don't want to get on Twitter or Facebook because they don't want to share their information. That's fine, but you should at least get on, create an account and follow people or brands and airlines and hotels, because you can get some really good discounts there.
All right. Well,
the other day, American Airlines was just offering the other day. Actually, they're still offering right now. If you go to their Advantage Facebook page and just hit like and put in your Advantage freaking flyer number, you can win between 100 miles, the minimum, to 100,000 miles just for spending literally 30 seconds.
Well, that's good. But let me ask you, and this brings up the whole issue of air miles, Johnny. You win 100 air miles. You can't redeem them on any flights. They're all blacked out. It's really hard to do. Are we dealing in a currency that's lost all meaning, air miles?
No, you know what? It's definitely gotten tougher for air miles. But the thing is, you have to be, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to go to off-peak times.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So don't travel on Christmas, don't travel on New Year's or Thanksgiving, but go in maybe February when there's less travel.
The word I was looking for is flexible. You got to be flexible. Go to different alternate airports. You know, if you want to go to Rome, don't try and get a ticket from L.A. to Rome. Ask about a ticket to L.A. to London, you know, and use it for, like, business class. Use those miles for business class overseas. And once you get to London, then you can either take the train, which is a long ride, or you can get on a low-fare carrier for much cheaper.
All right.
So that's what I do. You just got to be flexible. It's possible. I use my miles all the time. I used a ton of them last week.
Oh, that's good. Well, tell us about last week. Where were you last week?
Oh, where was I? Actually, I was in New York, the Bahamas, Florida, Chicago.
Now, most people would think that that's a dream job. Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the luckiest man in the world. I get to wake up in different cities and places all around the world, and you know, I'm always pinching myself going, I cannot believe I'm here today. A couple weeks ago, I was in Asia.
And I want to ask you about that. So let's dive right in, shall we? This intrigued me. Of all of the different things that you write about, this particular trip intrigued me the most. And it was your trip aboard the Eastern and Orient Express, which is a luxury train from Bangkok to Singapore. Tell my listeners about that, and really tell us about what it's like to go on a luxury trip of that nature.
Wow. Well, you know what? I've met a lot of people on that train. A lot of them were there for special occasions. You know, it's a pretty expensive ride. It's about $2,300, the minimum, to start, and it's three nights. You can go from Bangkok to Singapore or vice versa. And you know what I was surprised about? It is really bumpy. you don't sleep the first night. It is so bumpy. And I'm like, all these people are going to be complaining like you wouldn't believe, because, you know, a lot of them are like really big-time, you know, wealthy travelers. But in the morning, I woke up, and everyone's like, they loved it. They said it was part of the adventure. They felt like, you know, they were back in time. But the food is just, it's amazing. I have no idea how the French chef made these dishes in this little tiny kitchen they had. The food was amazing. The service is superb. But it's bumpy, and, you know, there's some mosquitoes in the room. And I just wasn't sure how people were going to take it, but they loved it.
Hmm. Well, it is interesting, and there's a historical context, too, with this, isn't there, Johnny? I mean, the Eastern and Orient Express is sort of the mirror image of the Orient Express from Europe to Istanbul, but it's on the other side, the other hemisphere. So that's the sort of period in time that it evokes in people's memories. My question is, how did you learn about this? I mean, everybody knows about the Orient Express. Very few people know about the Eastern and Orient Express.
You know, all I do is read travel magazines, newspapers, and you know, every day on the internet, I'm following everyone on Twitter. So there's not too many things I don't know about just because that's all I do all day long.
All right. So it's your job is what you're telling me. But you're doing all this reading, and it begs the bigger question, because you are the guy who helps us find deals on the internet, really helps us find values. How did you book this trip? Did you book this one through a travel agent, or did you do this yourself online?
Well, I was actually on a press trip going to Bangkok with Marriott Hotels, and they flew us all over there to check out one of their hotels, and I just didn't want to go for 3 days, so I ended up just staying, you know, a few weeks, and I actually had their PR office book it for me, but I learned all the different tricks how you can do it. Most people can find it online, and then they'll usually go through their travel agent, because their travel agent can get them sometimes an upgrade to a better cabin.
All right. Now, on this trip, it goes down the Malay Peninsula. And, of course, anybody who is an historian knows that the Malay Peninsula was very famous during World War II for the bridge over the River Kwai. Did you take the bridge over the River Kwai tour, and what was that like?
I did. We did take it. You know, it was interesting. We were only there for a couple hours. So, you know, they give you a quick river cruise. They have a historian come on. He tells you all about it. Then you go to a war museum, and then you go to the cemetery across the street. It's all pretty depressing, but it's interesting. And then, you know, you jump back on the train, and every day you're only off the train for a couple hours. So you're on the train most of the time.
Mm.
And then the next day, you know, you're in Penang, Malaysia, and then you go on a little cruise around Penang Island, and then you get back on, and you're, you know, next thing you know, you're in Singapore.
And this is all luxury travel. I mean, you have butlers, you have hand servants, all of this stuff. It's the high end of travel.
It is, and it's, you know, it's not like the most luxurious thing, because, again, you know, you don't sleep well. Button. I mean, you can, and someone will come, but you just can't have food delivered anytime you want. Like if you're on like a really high-end cruise, like last summer I did a Seabourn cruise, and that's pretty much all luxury because you can just anytime you want anything, they bring it to you.
All right, we're talking to Johnny Jett, everybody. He's going to be in town for the LA Times Travel and Adventure Show. He'll be speaking there. He'll be talking about internet deals online. So I'd be remiss, Johnny, if I didn't ask you, what are some of the best deals in travel today? Now, I know that that changes literally from day to day, hour to hour. But if you had to look at value today going into the month of April, where's the best value for travel right now?
For sure is it package deals and cruises. You can't get better value. Right now, I was just looking up. I found a tour to China. You can go to Beijing, Shanghai, 8 nights, includes air, hotel, and breakfast for $888.
Oh, my goodness. Air, hotel, breakfast for
$888. You can't find a flight to China for under $1,000, and this includes 8 nights, hotel, and breakfast.
Wow. That is incredible. Well, now, what other values are out there? That's to Asia. Are there any values going to Europe? I mean, does the relative strength of the dollar versus the euro, does that make Europe a particularly good buy right now?
No, Europe's not a great buy right now. But there's still, if you get a package deal, especially right now because it's off-season, you can get good deals. I've seen deals from L.A. for under $1,000 that includes air and hotel for like 6 nights. So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
It's just not like a crazy good deal because last year it was like $700.
Okay, great. Well, that begs the question then. What are some of your favorite places to travel?
God, that's a tough question. I really love going all over. I like going to Asia in the winter and the South Pacific, and in the summer I love going to Europe or the off season. I mean, the best time to go to Europe is basically like May and June and then September and October.
All right, so what they call the shoulder seasons?
Yeah, kind of, and, you know, you'll get some better deals that time of year, and it's not as crowded, which I really like. You know, if you go to Italy or Rome in August, you know, you can't find an Italian anywhere. It's all American.
Yeah.
So I stay away from Italy in August, except if I'm going out to one of the islands, but I rarely do that because the traffic is horrendous.
Okay. We're talking to Johnny Jett, everybody. JohnnyJett.com is his website, voted by many publications as one of the best travel websites in all of the world. And Johnny, I ask this of a lot of my travel guests who come on. If you were suddenly kicked out of the United States, you could not come back here to live for some reason, and you had to live somewhere else in the world, where would you go and set up residency?
Sydney, Australia.
Why?
I just love Sydney. It'd be either Sydney or actually Hong Kong or Bangkok, just because.
Got to pick one now, Johnny.
Bangkok's so cheap.
Oh, okay. So Bangkok, Sydney, sort of that whole Eastern Asian sort of flavor to it.
Well, you know, Sydney's doesn't really have much of it. It does have a little bit of an Asian flavor, but it's getting really expensive these days, Sydney. It used to not be like that. So that's my only problem with Sydney, but I love it. It's kind of like California 50 years ago. You know, there's only 25 million people there, and it's the same size as the continental U.S. and the whole of Australia I'm talking about, not just Sydney. Sydney only has like 4 million people.
Yeah, amazing, amazing. Now, Johnny, you're going to be speaking at the L.A. Times Travel and Adventure Show. That's this weekend, March 19th and 20th. It's at the L.A. Convention Center. Doors open up to the general public at 10 a.m., and it goes till 5 p.m. What are you going to be talking about there? What is your featured talk going to be?
I'm going to be talking about how to get the best travel deals online and off online, and I'm going to be with the founder of Airfare Watchdog, which is a great website to find really cheap airfares, and another author of a family travel budget book, Kelly Merritt. But there's going to be some incredible speakers there. They're going to have Andrew McCarthy, the actor now turned travel writer, Samantha Brown from
From the Travel Channel. She's very famous.
Hugh Hausner, who's on PBS, Arthur Frommer, and Rick Steves. I mean, they have some top-notch speakers. And I used to go to this as a fan 7 years ago, and ever since then, I've been speaking there. So I'm always pinching myself when I'm up on stage.
And not to steal your thunder for this weekend, but what are you going to talk about specifically?
You know, I'm looking at my notes right now. I have everything to do with, like, you know, how to find the best deals on Twitter or Facebook or online, when to use a travel agent, when not to, you know, different package deals, you know, how to travel like a rock star, you know, for cheap.
Oh, I love it. How to travel like a rock star. All good information. You won't want to miss that. That's this Saturday, March 19th, and this Sunday, March 20th at the LA Convention Center. We've been talking to Johnny Jett, who is the author of JohnnyJett.com, one of the world's most well-visited travel sites for travel information. Johnny, besides your website, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about what you do, where would you direct them to go?
Well, you know, the easiest is JohnnyJett.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y. JET.com, and I have everything on there. I also have a Facebook page and a Twitter, Johnny Jett.
Facebook and Twitter, all on the internet. Johnny, it's been great. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
You too. And